From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, the 26th day of July 2013. I'm Philip Grant. The National Weather Service is predicting a partly sunny day for today with a high near 80 degrees. For Friday night, it will be partly cloudy with a low around 58. We'll run down the weekend's weather in a moment, but first, here is what's in the news. The TCI fires, inspiring new regulation recommendations. Nathan Mayberg reports in the Register Star as the one-year anniversary of the August 1st TCI chemical fire in Ghent approaches. The Columbia County Environmental Management Council has issued a series of recommendations for towns to provide greater oversight over companies that handle toxic substances. The proposal under discussion would require anyone applying to establish a business that would produce or handle toxic substances to pay for a licensed chemical engineer to conduct unannounced inspections of the facility. In addition, it was also recommended a rigorous State Environmental Quality Review Act procedure be required, and the plans reviewed by an independent environmental consulting firm. The recommendations will be released to the full County Board of Supervisors for further discussion. You'll find that full story in today's Register Star. In Hunter Tannersville, a resignation from the Central School Board. Jim Plank reports in the Daily Mail that longtime Hunter Tannersville Central School District Board of Education member Brian Byrne resigned on Thursday. He submitted the resignation at a meeting of the full board. His term will not expire until 2016. Byrne said, and I quote, "After more than 38 and a half years in the field of education, I feel it is time for me to move on to other important aspects of my life," end quote. Byrne is a Hunter Tannersville graduate and spent his entire career as a teacher in the district before he was elected to the board. His resignation is effective in August. The board will decide next month if it will hold a special election to appoint someone to fill the vacancy. You'll find that full story in the Daily Mail. And in our final story, Congressman Gibson weighs in on the NSA, saying that it violates the privacy of Americans. William J. Kimball writes in the Daily Freeman that on Thursday, U.S. Representative Chris Gibson said that his vote against continuing a domestic spying program was about defending the privacy of Americans. The House voted Wednesday to continue the National Security Agency's authority to collect information about communications between U.S. citizens, even if not related to a specific investigation. Gibson said he, and I quote, "was concerned when I first reviewed these bills for the reauthorization that we could end up in a situation where the government is collecting information and stepping on our privacies without probable cause. As is now evident, that is what the government is doing. They are collecting all this information on us, and that's wrong," end quote. Gibson cited the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution, which protects Americans from illegal searches and seizures. He said supporters of continuing the program have not demonstrated that collecting private information has assisted in investigations. You'll find that full story in today's Daily Freeman. So it looks like we're in for a delightful weekend with a few scattered showers here and there. For today, the National Weather Service is predicting partly sunny weather with a high near 80 degrees. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 58. For Saturday, sunny with a high near 85 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly after 2 a.m., increasing clouds with a low around 65. For Sunday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, with a high near 82 degrees. Sunday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms, cloudy with a low around 64. And for back to work Monday, a chance of showers, partly sunny, with a high near 80 degrees. Monday night, partly cloudy with a low around 60. Sunrise this morning was at 5:43 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:20 p.m. The length of the day, 14 hours and 37 minutes. 1 minute less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Friday, the 26th day of the 7th month, 2013. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.